Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where we share in 12 steps for your business to start the new year off right. Listen in with our host, Matt Halloran, as he discusses these important tips with some very special guests.
All right, Joe, welcome back to the show.
Matt, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to our second session in this wonderful series.
That's right. So the second one here we're going to talk about is why most advisors fail in business planning. I'm super excited to hear this because I was never successful ever taking a business advisor through business planning, and you are like the freaking pro. So I am now your humble Padawan. Tell me what to do.
Okay. So first off, you know, if you really think about it, most advisors have done business planning in the past. You know, when they got into business, they're a branch manager, whoever sponsored them. They were, you know, they had to put together some semblance of a concept of a game plan on how they were going to do things. The problem with that is it was usually done, you know, from a sense of being negative. Either they didn't get the results or they had to answer to things. It became like quotas. And so a lot of advisors really have this negative anchor and negative association of business planning, either because of who made them do it, or they did it incorrectly and it didn't work. So i.e. it doesn't work, period, right? Not that the certain style could be wrong. And so, you know, there's just a lot of failure that's associated with planning. And I think that's where, you know, as an industry, we have really failed our advisor community. And I've seen the planning by pretty much all the major firms, all the independents, all the other coaches out there. And, you know, quite frankly, nothing really grabs me as, wow, that's really, really good or meaningful or impactful. It's one pager here, three pager here, some 4 or 5 page fluff. It's really a document, not a process. And what we need here is a process to engage advisors in.
And that is what truly makes you so unique and different, is you have this amazing process. Tell us about the process.
So first off is that it, you know, it's not just sitting down for an hour or two with an Excel file, with anything like that. It's really multifaceted. So if we're going to talk about my process that I've developed over 20 years, it looks like this. So before we even start the process, we're going to do, hey, where are we today? So we're going to do a thorough benchmark, review, recap, really take a look at the current year. So for 2019, we're going to look at 2018. Then what we're going to do, you know, success in this industry, like success in life, is there's always a Pareto law, the principle of 80-20. It is 80% mindset, 20% mechanics. What does all business planning focus on? The mechanics. How I'm going to do this. How I'm going to do this. And that's why it doesn't happen. So we're going to spend a lot of time on mindset. Then what we're going to do, we're going to set some goals. Then we're going to create an ideal life and lifestyle. Then we're going to go ahead and create a 5-year strategic business plan. Then we're going to create a series of 12-month deliverables, or our tactical plan. So these are the things you're going to want to accomplish in 2019. Not just the goal, but why the goal. And then the map, or the massive action plan on how we're going to get it done. The detail, the recipe, the tasking, all that. Then we're going to go ahead and create a marketing planning, marketing business development game plan, including branding, which podcasting needs to be part of that brand, in my opinion. Then we're going to break it down into a 90-day 3-pager, which is going to be your quarterly game plan / play sheet. And then finally, what has to happen every 24 hours, your morning ritual and daily game plan builder. So it's 9 modules before we get into the pre-work. So you're probably looking at 12 modules all said and done. That is a very complete process. It is a bit laborious. I'll be the first one to admit that. However, my clients do it once in their career, and then we're just in edit mode. The only time they got to rewrite it is when I release a brand new version, which I did last year, which is the first update in 10 years. And everybody loved it last year. So I'm really looking forward to this year. So that's what my process looks like.
Okay. So why most advisors fail in business planning is because they have negative past experience. They have no process. But I have heard, and I know you've heard this too, but Joe, all you need is a 1-page business plan. Is there such thing as too simple of a plan?
Yeah, I think there is, because at the end of the day, okay, you could have goals, right? So here's my 1-page business plan. I'm going to get these many new clients. I'm going to drive this much new assets. I'm going to drive this kind of referrals. Maybe I'll have a little bit of a marketing plan in there. So could you have a set of bulleted goals or outcomes? Yeah, you could do that. Here's the problem. When you read that every morning, is that going to inspire you? Where's the narrative? How's that feeding into your ideal life and lifestyle? Did you even consider your ideal life or lifestyle, right? What's the marketing, right? How are we going to optimize our business? What's our brand? So, you know, I think a lot of people think a business plan is just a series of numbers. And what I'm saying here is it's all encompassing. This is a life work balance plan. It is not just a business plan. It takes your entire being and looks at all that, your business team, your personal team, all these things. And yeah, it's very easy. Look, let's face it, the least of path, the least of resistance, right? One page plan. Oh, I can do that. That's easy, right? That doesn't require a lot of energy and effort. I can fluff that over a cup of coffee one morning, right? So of course that sounds good to advisors. You know, it doesn't mean it's right. It's like saying, well, hey, buy this 5-minute ab blaster thing and put it on and electrocute yourself. It'll make you skinny. No, it won't. You got to put your butt in the gym. You got to eat right. You got to sweat. Remember, one page business plans are like shiny objects. They look good, but rarely do they work.
Somebody I used to work with used to say from the stage all the time that you don't need a business plan. What you need is a goal-based plan because everything comes from goals. What is the failing of the logic there? Or is there a failing?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I don't. Is there a failing of logic there? Is that kind of how you look at it? I don't want to presuppose that he was wrong. He's insanely successful.
Right.
But I don't know if a lot of, you know, people like that have ever written a plan like you're talking about. So talk about the goals-based plan.
Right. So goal setting has to be a part of a business planning process. I believe that. So I spend about 30 to 45 minutes in a live goal setting workshop where just pure, where I'm live timing it. We're going over economic goals, contribution goals, business goals, personal goals, health and fitness goals, toys, anything else that would be important to them, right? That's what we're doing. So, and we're gonna flush that out in a very fast paced way to kind of get it out. Bucket list things, for example. So yeah, I think goals have to be a part of a business plan. But then after you write all these things down, okay, which are the top five I need to focus on next year, right? And so even though you wrote it, now, okay, well, how do we accomplish it? And why do we accomplish it? And is it congruent for us? So look, there is a certain small percentage of people that are gifted enough that they can keep everything between their ears. You know, their goals are in their head, their business plans in their head, and they can be very opportunistic and very entrepreneurial. And, you know, for a person like that, that's great. The disconnect is of making the assumption, well, this is what I did, so everybody does it this way, right? So that's a disservice. What you need to do is a lot of advisors feel they need a plan, but they don't know where to get one. They don't know how to put one together. Like we said earlier, it's steeped in failure, and how do we do it? So I think that if I put 100 advisors in the room, I think 5 of them could probably function without one, but 95 of them need it, and that's what I'm going to say.
Pass, fail goals. When you're talking more and deeper about these goals, why is that one of the reasons why people fail?
If you think about it, what's a real absolute in our world, right? Think about the variations we have. I'm an advisor. I get a referral. That client could have, that referral can have $100,000 or they can have $10 million. That's 100x differential. So if I start setting like a revenue goal, just a one number, I'm either going to hit it or I'm not. I'm either going to exceed it and I'm not. And look at all the variables. We have client variables, prospect variables, market variables, right? Market's been a little crazy the last couple of weeks, right? So we have all these variables. And so what happens is when you do absolute planning, pass-fail planning, if you don't hit your goals, you feel like a failure. So let's say I have a goal of doing $1 million and I do $950,000. Well, I didn't achieve my goal. I failed. However, you did 750 the year before that. And we said, hey, we're going to set a range of 875 to a million. You fall anywhere in that range this year, we're going to check the box and declare victory. Now, the million is a brass ring, but 875 is the minimum acceptable, right? So at 950, we're almost smack in the middle of that. We declare victory. But the psychology is so different. One advisor feels like a failure because they didn't hit that $1 million mark. The other advisor feels successful because they were able to get in their goal range. That's why you always need to do variables on new households, revenue, assets, premium, whatever else is going to have a number associated to it, your weight, right? We're going to put a minimum acceptable on it, and then we're going to put a brass ring on it, and whatever that range is, that is our target, a nice, fat, juicy target where we can be successful.
You have the plan be a living document because you said every year it's just maintenance and update. But a lot of advisors, once they get it done, it goes into the same place where people put their 75-page paper financial plan in the nice leather binder, which is not a place that they keep it, you know, like maybe the garbage, right? Or it's a doorstop, or it's just on a bookshelf. How do you help your advisors not abandon the plan?
Great question. Last year, we developed a 3-page, 90-day mini plan. So what we do is we take, you know, all that work we did and we distill it down into a 3-page bulleted out play sheet that you can review in literally 5 minutes every morning, which is what I recommend my clients do, and I hold them accountable to that. That is part of their morning ritual. And then the larger document with all the modules, we give that a read once a week, either on a strategic Friday or strategic Monday or over the weekend, whatever. So we're going to touch that every week, right? So between touching the overall plan once a week and then looking at our 90-day daily game, 90-day quarterly plan every day, we're going to stay connected to the plan. In addition to that, at the midpoint of the year, we're going to do another review, recap, re-benchmark. We're going to take the plan apart, tweak it for the second half of the year, sort of like halftime, right? We're going to make our adjustments. We may be ahead of goals. We may need to retweak some things. We may have accomplished some things. So we want to add some new goals in there. So hence the living document, right? So we're not going to just set it and forget it. And I totally agree with you, Matt. I see it all the time. Guys will literally spend days putting plans together and then they file it away and like it's a tax return, never to be seen again until the following year. I don't understand the logic in that.
Yeah. Well, Joe, there was number two. So first one was why do a plan? This one was why most advisors fail in business planning. Thank you very much for your brain, brother.
Matt, it was great, and I'm looking forward to our third session.
All right, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. You guys have heard me say this over and over again because you want to make sure you get the next 10 of these 12 days of marketing. So for Joe, this is Matt. We'll see you soon.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at iris.xyz.